The Northern Territory government is grappling with a looming environmental disaster at one of the world's largest zinc, lead and silver mines. The MacArthur mine is located about 900 k's southeast of Darwin in the Gulf Country. It's operated by the Swiss mining giant Glencore. Documents released through a Freedom of Information request now reveal that Glencore is failing to manage the huge amounts of toxic waste being released at the mine, waste which environmentalists say could pose a danger for hundreds of years. In fact, it's been revealed that a leaking tailings dam is already contaminating local waterways used by people living in the area around the mine. The fear now is that the mining giant could leave the Northern Territory taxpayers with a massive bill to clean up this site. Cathy Van Extel has more.
It began life as an underground mine two decades ago. Then in 2006, the NT government ignored advice and approved its expansion to an open cut mine. According to Lauren Meller, community campaigner with Environment Centre NT, it's been a disaster long in the making.
Warnings weren't heeded at the time from the Northern Territory Environmental Protection Agency, from the Department of Mines and Energy, which warned that operating an open cut lead and zinc mine in the middle of the monsoonal tropics in a floodplain was going to end in environmental disaster, and that's exactly what's happened.
Residents living in nearby settlements and in the town of Borroloola, downstream of the mine, became alarmed in late 2013 when waste rock at the mine began spontaneously combusting and smoking sulfuric plumes. Concerned about their health and the environment, several residents engaged the NT Environmental Defenders Organisation, which lodged an FOI request. Those documents were released yesterday. Lauren Meller again.
The release of these documents clearly shows that the Chief Minister and the Northern Territory Government have been aware for a long time about the issues plaguing MacArthur River Mine's operations. They knew in particular that water contamination problems, including lead contamination of local fish stocks, was a major issue and a public health risk. And they also knew that the problem which had been identified by the mine, the acid metal drainage problem in their waste rock dump, meant that it went from an 18% assumption of potentially acid-forming waste rock to 88% within the space of a year. And that was solely because Glencore had failed to geochemically classify that waste rock previously as requested by regulators. So there's been some major problems of non-compliance with Glencore in the past. Department of Mines and Energy has failed to act, has failed to prosecute them over, and which are now becoming major health risks and major environmental risks in the region.
The documents reveal that Glencore's plan for managing the 88% reactive waste rock it's mining out is deficient. The Mines Department has rejected the company's mine management plan. It's found there's not enough clay or other non-reactive material on site to completely cover the waste rock in a dump planned to cover 11 kilometres of land adjacent to the MacArthur River. Compounding the environmental disaster is a leaking tailings dam. In June, official concerns were raised about a serious risk to the dam's structural integrity. Lauren Meller says it's a potential environmental catastrophe.
The potential for that acid and metalliferous drainage to be a problem over hundreds of years is major. The independent monitor identified it as having a risk of potentially catastrophic consequences for the ecosystems downstream of the mine and also the communities of Borroloola and pastoral stations. This is no small environmental issue that can be easily managed.
For local residents, there's fear about how they've been impacted by the mine. Gadrian Hoosen is one of the locals who's engaged the NTEDO to investigate the mine.
Well, we live out in a small power station about 10-15 k out of Borroloola, next to the MacArthur River. It's got three houses and only about 20 people live out there. It's small.
When did you become really concerned about what was going on environmentally at the mine?
All that poison and all that thing what they're digging up from the ground, it should stay at the mining lease. You know, they had no right to contaminate that river. It come down our way downstream. Because this river where we're living in now, that's our livelihood, you know. We've been living off that river for many years, fishing, hunting.
It's been revealed that the chief health officer recommended that warning signs be put up, but that was ignored.
That is true.
How does that make you feel to learn that?
Well, it made me feel bad. You know, worried a lot more.
In a statement, Glencore says since last October, it's made significant improvements to the management and treatment of waste rock, its tailing storage facility, and improving water quality on site. It says elevated lead levels were only found in fish in one waterway on the mine site, and after testing in other waterways, fish were considered safe to eat. The Chief Minister, Adam Giles, says he's been advised that naturally occurring lead in the environment around the mine is mostly to blame for elevated heavy metal levels found in fish. So the government's been correct in advising people to limit their fish intake.
There's no scientific link to the mine in regards to this lead in fish and seafood out there. So I think that the advice that I'm given to date has been sufficiently advised.
On Monday, the NT government delivered Glencore an ultimatum. Substantially increase the remediation bond by October the 1st or be closed down. But Lauren Meller from Environment Centre NT says the government has the power under the Mine Management Act to increase the rehabilitation bond immediately. She's worried that the scale of the problem is so huge and costly, there's a risk that taxpayers will be left with a massive clean-up bill.
The Northern Territory Government could, with the stroke of a pen, increase the rehabilitation bond that Glencore is liable for. If it fails to do that, if it continues negotiations and essentially cajoling the company into putting up more money to deal with these problems whilst allowing it to continue to operate, that becomes a huge public liability for the Northern Territory taxpayers to deal with in the future, and it's very likely that Glencore may choose to cut and run. Glencore are facing the prospect of huge ongoing costs for dealing with these problems that have been allowed to fester for years. Certainly for Glencore, if they can sense an out in that the Northern Territory government is not going to hold them to these clean-up costs, then they may simply walk away from that operation and leave local communities and the Northern Territory government holding the bag, essentially, and having to try and manage these problems into the future. And this is, you know, we've seen this time and time again with mines, particularly in the Northern Territory, simply becoming legacy mines. They're put into care and maintenance by their operators who essentially walk away from any liability.
For local resident Gadrian Hewson, it's the beginning of what's likely to be a long battle.
Well, what I'd like to see is that they clean that mess up.
Do you want to see the mine shut down?
Yeah, well, a lot of people want to see that thing happen, but then if they shut it down, then another problem is that they'll leave the biggest mess behind and that they won't clean it. That's what I'm worried about.
That's Gadrian Hewson, who lives on a tiny outstation downstream from one of the world's biggest zinc mines in Northern Territory's Gulf Country. Cathy Van Exter with that report. And we have requested interviews with both the Northern Territory government and Glencore, but so far no success. Glencore has given us a statement saying that the McArthur River Mining has always been committed to managing a safe, environmentally responsible and sustainable mining operation. Any proposed variation or significant increase in the security bond for the mine needs to be considered in line with detailed engineering and scientific designs.